Okay, thank you. So I was told that I have a little bit more time because after that this is lunchtime, but I have no intention to take the lunchtime, okay? So first of all, I'd like to show my t-shirts, which was given 4 or 5 years ago at the Force 4G in Seoul. So this is the same color, but it's a different event, all right? Okay, and for this time, I'd like to give the presentation on the Spiral 4, that means the Working Group 4 of UN Open GIS Initiative. So this is for the geospatial data collection. So there are many courses, most of them are from South Korea, from my university. And I'd like to also introduce Ananda Velkanan, who is working at the MINUSCA. MINUSCA, what does it stand for, MINUSCA, exactly? Yeah, so Anna.
It's a multinational hybrid mission.
So multi?
Integrated mission in integrated Central African Republic.
So every time I hear that, I forget it. Sorry, but it is based on Central Africa, Republic of Central Africa. So where there are many missions over there, and some of the courses like the GIT. GIT is the geospatial company in Korea, who has been working for the validation of National Mapping Agency, and then the Professor Kwang Woo Nam, who is where is. Okay, so he is one of the leader of the product for Spiral 4. I will give an explanation. And Impyong Lee, he is working at University of Seoul for the solution of called Live Drone Map. All right, these are the author of this presentation, and we are working together. So I'd like to explain what is the goal of Spiral 4 or Working Group 4. So this is a life cycle of a geospatial system, starting from the data construction. So data construction is very beginning work and most fundamental things of geospatial system. Of course, after that, we have the management and the sharing of data and application and analysis. So everything starts from this geospatial data collection. So the activity of Spiral 4 are focused on the data collection. Of course, as you know, if you look at the spatial data structure of a single country or United Nations, there is not one single way to collect the data. There are many, many ways. So if you look at the mission field in Africa, so sometimes the situation of the data, the availability of geospatial data is very bad. So we have to struggle to find out the proper data, any kind of geospatial data. So there is not only one single solution, but there are many, many solutions, like, for example, migration of legacy data, if there is, from a proprietary software to open source solution, of course, the OpenStreetMap is one of the big source of geospatial data for the United Nations. And so these are one of the important, these are the some activity within the Spiral 4. But I'd like to focus on the next three activity. First is live drone map, and the second one is geo-referenced multimedia data called GeoCMS, and the final one is geospatial data quality, so called Open GeoDT. And of course, we include a vector tile map service, but which is led by Hidenori, so over there. But he will give another presentation this afternoon about that activity. All right, so I will give the presentation of these three activity. So first one is GeoCMS. So GeoCMS is led by Professor Nam over there. So the goal of this GeoCMS is to provide geo-referenced multimedia, that means geo-referenced photo and geo-referenced video. So for example, we install a dashboard camera on the convoy vehicle or the utility vehicle of the United Nations, then they capture every video, every frame of the video files to when they move to the mission field. So then we need a kind of a georeference, that means the trajectory of the video file to analyze or and to find some information and so on. So these the goal are to provide the solution for collecting and managing the georeferenced multimedia. Right. So in order to keep the georeferenced data of a photo or the of a video, what is very important is to keep the information about the field of view. So as you know, if we take a picture, we have a location, and we have the bearing, we have the heading, and the depth, and the angle, vertical angle, and horizontal angle. So we have to keep the metadata or the information about this FOV for every picture or every single frame of the video file. So that is something that we have to manage in the system of OpenGeoCMS. So we have two versions of GeoCMS. The first one is just managing the data from the field of georeferenced video and georeferenced photo. So this is the case of georeferenced photo. And also, if you look at the georeferenced video, we have not only one single FOV, but a sequence of FOV, which correspond to the trajectory where you are moving with the camera. So we have to handle this kind of information. So this is the first version of GeoCMS. Then after developing GeoCMS 1, of course, we deliver it to the mission field of MINUSCA. And then we have been working for GeoCMS version 2, which is with some new feature, like a little bit modified user interface, but the most importantly, the image detection mechanism function. For example, when you take a picture, then we can detect the person and the vehicle on the picture. So this is additional new function of GeoCMS version 2. And of course, we implemented a little bit more complicated, sophisticated predicate, so called the spatio-temporal predicate. All right, so this is a comparison between the version 1 and version 2. So we introduced, for example, the deep learning engine for the detection of the object using a TensorFlow or M geometry library. M means mobile, moving object library. So there are many libraries for handling spatio-temporal or moving object. So we included these two things into the new version of GeoCMS. Okay, so this is a sample image of the image, the feature detection using deep learning. So as you see here, it is not very clear from you, but we detected every person's here and the vehicle if there is. So this is the feature detection function, and also we can give the query based on spatio-temporal condition. All right, so and as a result of this system, we return the data with JSON file. All right, so you can test this OpenGeoCMS version 2 via this website, all right. And the second one is a live drone map. The main contributor is the team of Professor Lee. There are many Lees in Korea. Anyway, so Lee is one of the biggest family in the world. Since nothing to do with my presentation. All right. Professor Lee Inpyeong, he is working at University of Seoul, and they are working together with Gaia 3D. The goal, and of course, MINUSCA they are working for testing this solution. The goal is to deliver a solution for collecting georectified image captured from drone and sharing via a web portal. So there are two approaches. The first phase from 2016 and 2017, we focused on the option A, which is to collect the data almost in real time from drone, and we process it almost in real time to produce a georectified image map and stitch it together and provide it immediately via web portal. So one very good, very nice thing, and the option A is, of course, the quality is not that good, but we can see what's happening on the image map, not only in the mission field, but, for example, in the UN headquarters, almost in real time, in, for example, every 5 seconds. So this is a very good thing. But the quality is not that good, so we have an option B, which is a post-processing, because there are many very nice solutions like OpenDrawMap. So we use OpenDrawMap to produce a better quality image map and share via a web portal through Mago 3D. Mago 3D is a very nice engine to share dynamic data. So this is two approaches. So I will give a very short explanation of each. So first one is, okay, this is the requirement of the live drone map solution. So there are many requirements from the United Nations, but anyway, so. This explains the whole process of the first option, the live drone map. So once you have, you prepare the region where you want to capture the data, then you launch the live drone map. Then they send the image from the each drone. Then it is processed in the ground. Oh, sorry. So, up. And then they generate geo-rectified data, and it is sent to a geoportal called Mago 3D. Then this Mago 3D data is shared by everywhere in the world via only a web browser. So this is very nice solution. But the problem was the quality was not that good. Anyway, we can see what's going on in the field. And then, so this is the comparison. So this is some test using this solution, but I will skip it. Yep. All right. So, and for option two, because there is already the very nice open source software called the OpenDrawMap, so we use this one for testing 5 different regions provided by Minusca. And then we tested it using a web OpenDrawMap solution. Probably some of you are already aware of that. So this is the result of this product. If you see, this is not very clear, but you see the boundary of the image that we captured from the drone and the other area. So this is very accurate. And we can get not only the geo-rectified image, but also the 3D modeling. Of course, the 3D modeling is not very perfect, but anyway, we can get the idea of the terrain or the building and so on. So this is a very nice solution. And then after produced this solution that can be shared by every client in the world of the United Nations, almost in. All right. Okay. So we installed this solution within the Minusca, but we have some connection problem. But anyway, we are trying to install this one within Minusca. Okay, the next one is OpenGeoDT, which is a quality control solution for geospatial data. This company, GIT, they have been working to validate the map produced by National Mapping Agency of Korea. So they have a lot of experience to validate the data. So they applied this technique and they released the source code as an open source software. So the goal is to provide a quality control like validation, and if you find some errors, then you can correct it immediately, and you provide as a result of the validation evaluation report. Okay, so this is the goal of this activity and web-based solution. So, but what they have done is they implemented this solution as a plugin of QGIS. So this is quite a nice thing. So, and in order to run this quality control tool or validation tool, you have to set up some parameters. For example, if you want to check, if you want to detect the sliver line, you have to set the maximum distance or minimum distance between two lines, etc. So you can set the parameters through the website. So these are the password anyway. So and I'm sorry that document is available in Korean. So if you learn Korean, you can see that. But anyway, this is very understandable without any knowledge on Korean. But anyway, we have to translate to English. But okay. So and this is an explanation of the solution as a QGIS plugin. This is the comparison. So, and one very interesting thing with the GeoDT is the solution OpenGeoDT is we provided the quality control not only for general data but also OpenStreetMap data. All right, okay. So we first of all compared the validation items of JOSM. JOSM is a very nice tool to editing OpenStreetMap data. So we compared the functions or validation item from JOSM and the solution from GeoDT. So of course there are common functions, but anyway, there are many very nice solutions, many items for the validation. And we tested to compare our solution with JOSM. So we downloaded the data of South Sudan, OpenStreetMap of South Sudan, and we tested. So these are the results of the comparison. So of course, the testing item of JOSM and our solution are a little bit different because the function the function for the validation are based on the JOSM format. But the GeoDT, we convert the OpenStreetMap data into the PostGIS. So these are based on the database on PostGIS. So the validation item are slightly different, but there are almost some correspondence between this function and this function. And so this is a result of the test. So this is the original file of OpenStreetMap, and the circle here did indicate the region of the errors. All right, these are the so comparison of the result from JOSM and OpenGeoDT. So there are some, almost these are very similar, except, for example, the tagging system, which are only in the OpenStreetMap data, and we don't have any tagging system in PostGIS. So the checking the tagging in PostGIS is meaningless, so we don't have that item. But anyway, these are almost the same. As a summary, for the OpenGeoDT, the contribution is, so if you look at the process of JOSM, it is quite interactive checking. It is not a batch processing. But for example, suppose that you are the National Mapping Agency and you are a subcontractor with the data collection company, then once they provide the data to National Mapping Agency, then we have to check whether it satisfies the evaluation criteria. So these are such kind of purpose. So once we have OpenStreetMap data, probably Diego explained it at the previous presentation, they have to migrate this data periodically to UN base map data. So during this data, the migration, we need to validate whether there are some errors in OpenStreetMap data or not. So these are for this process. Okay. All right, the summary of this presentation. We developed several solutions for geospatial data collection, and we are delivering as well. The things that we have to do is we have to install within UN ICT infrastructure, because in order to install every software within UN infrastructure, we have to follow a very rigorous procedure. So we need to follow that procedure. And the data collection process should be coupled, very tightly coupled with the workflow of United Nations. So they have their own procedure. So that should be integrated or harmonized with the UN workflow. And we have to strengthen the community. So these solutions are very first step of the development. So we have to work together with the community from OSGO and so on. So for example, we are planning to set up an incubation project, not all, but some, via OSGO. And what we need as well is we don't have yet the validation for field. That means suppose that you are the field officer, then you have some work to do. But in addition to your own mission, you may carry your mobile solution. And you may check whether the data on the server well, in the base map is correct or not. So if it is not correct, then you can very quickly make a report so that we may complete the data. All right, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are again very well in time. Time for questions. Please, who was the first?
Before?
The link, the URL of the...
Which URL? This one?
Back the other one, the first application. Yeah, yes.
More?
Yes, this one.
All right. Okay, yeah, so to take picture. So there is the lead of the developing team. So Professor Nam, so if you have a question, then the technical question. So please do not ask me the technical question about that solution. Yeah. He's the
Who's
expert.
Next?
All right, anyway, okay.
Regarding this tool, is it for only for which kind of mobile system is and in which language is it developed?
So there is no limitation of the mobile devices. So once you get the FOV data, the position and the heading, then you can get the
Android and also
iOS. So Professor Nam, so it is for iOS and Android?
Some pages are available, but the system is not for the mobile system. Just that is for the only web service in this time.
Ah,
okay.
But web connection.
But
taking picture.
Oh, yes. This is. I think every smartphone is okay. Okay. Modern smartphone have magnetic sensors and GPS, so you can take pictures that. That pictures have direction, including GPS. Okay, so that is we are using that information. So in the when you take a video, okay, there is no magnetic sensor. So we are getting that information from the direction, moving direction. Okay, so that is we can extract the information from the GPS information. Okay. Yes,
okay. We
are recognized where it is. Yes, it's possible. We can extract that information from the JPG or all every pictures that is okay. But that is in available in the smartphone pictures, yeah. And Android or iOS. Okay, that is okay. Okay.
Okay. So
okay.
I hope this the next one.
Yeah, hi. Just one question. Are you doing any automatic feature extraction from the drone data? Like 3D buildings, building outlines, roads,
yeah.
Tracks.
So that is a very good question. So could you answer to this? So the automatic detection, not only from smartphone photo, but also the drone photo.
Okay, that is a running problem. So we have just two data set. One is MS Coco. Can you show the
this one?
It's the MS Coco. MS Coco is for front general image.
The front
running
view.
Set. Okay. Okay. Front view. That is not for the drone. Okay.
All right.
So, but we can make a new data set by the drone. So we can running our system, and we can attach this system in our GeoCMS that is available. but all right. Not this time.
Okay, so far you train the system with the front image, yeah. But if you have enough learning training data set, then that could be also possible to realize for the drone image. Am I right?
Our system is a cut-readable system, so we can add a MEMS core learning data set for the front image. If you want to do data set, do learning, do detection, okay, so you can make a new learning model and add that system that is available. But we have a very flexible system, but in this time, that is just to support the MS Coco and Moscow CNN. Okay.
So it's okay. And
okay, there was another one here, maybe.
Okay.
Sarah Salt. Other questions?
So I'd like to say that for data collection, we also need your contribution. So this is very
That's clear, and it's usually nice like to have a collective effort for that. If there are no more questions, I will stop the session here.